Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Summer Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a good evening to you and how you be at 6:32, 20 seconds to go right along with it. It's a Monday evening right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg. They're on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Monday schmooze right up until Sal Licata coming your way at 10 on your fan, New York City. And there is no late word regarding Aaron Judge and the examination testing that was to be done today. As soon as we get the word, of course, so will you. It does seem, my dear Watson, we have a problem that cannot be solved as we, on this Monday night, get ready to radio. And no late word again with Aaron Judge. Maybe we'll hear something he was supposed to get with the examination and with the further testing with the shoulder, the lat issue, the setback. Any late word, of course, we are awaiting. And we're really all of us, you and us here on this side of the microphone, we're all trying to figure out what makes the big and the tall, the high and the mighty, so fragile. Maybe you can guess it's having too many muscles. Maybe they swing so hard. Maybe launch angle and exit velocity matter more than making solid contact. Maybe it is the vitamins and minerals they take, be it over the counter or under the table, that make for side effects affecting their various body parts, where sometimes certain muscles cannot connect or don't connect very well to soft tissues. Maybe it is if they didn't have bad luck, they wouldn't have any luck at all. You've heard from that cliche. And since the big and the tall, the high and the mighty, are wound as tight as that proverbial drum, maybe instead of lifting weights, they should try something like yoga. Since yoga, from what we understand, supposed to loosen everything that may be too tight, like muscles, you have a better chance of making the Hall of Fame with basically being a wrist hitter than someone big and tall, high and mighty, sitting on the IL with a muscle bursting at the seams. We were listening today a little bit, and we heard a rumor that comes with a multiple choice that A, Steven Matz could be traded, B, he could be traded to the Yankees, C, he could be that fifth man in that rotation or relegated to the bullpen, or D, you have him follow an opener since the first inning has been difficult for him to negotiate. So with this rumor in the air, let me offer a hint. A rumor is what a rumor does, so you can choose any rumor of your liking. Let me try my hand at the anti-rumor and make a guess on the hardcore reality. Stephen Matz will stay a Metropolitan, with those options open, starting or following with an opener, in that fifth man rotation possibly, or if all else fails, the bullpen, and a trade to the Yankees. This is not going to happen. How about Friday night watching the New York Rangers? How about Sunday afternoon watching the New York Rangers skating on thin ice, goes the other cliche we're using, and that ice melting as we speak? You lose your two best players and have to use your former best player in net, and then it comes to you, it's time for some ice fishing off the coast of Medicine Hat. The last time Lundqvist wore a mask, it was Halloween, and Sunday he looked like he might be replaced by David Ayers, that Zamboni driver in Toronto. Of course, taking as many penalties as you will see in an NFL game doesn't help, not to mention your penalty killing only the Rangers. And here's a shorthanded dagger that will most likely result in the Rangers being on the short end of making serious playoff hockey. No Shesterkin, no Kreider, and really no Lundqvist. Tell me the Garden crowd didn't sense what was coming seconds into the game when Philadelphia made it 1-0, and it really felt like 10-0. Leon Rose, you are now on the clock. He takes over officially now. And for some of us who continue to rubberneck the Knickerbockers, let it be known that, Saturday was the day to laugh with them, not at them. Now, they beat the Chicago Bulls. Yes, yawn, ho-hum, big deal. And yes, this was a bad team making a bad team look worse. But what you saw in this game was a positive. Can you imagine I'm using positive in the same sentence with the New York Knickerbockers? And positive it is when you see the underdeveloped actually developing. Yes, yes, yes. R.J. Barrett and Kevin Knox. Yes, Kevin Knox played very good basketball. But it wasn't them so much as it was him. He doesn't start because A, Miller has a thing with Gibson, and B, he's too often in foul trouble and does produce coming off the bench. Now, not only did he shine as bright as Broadway on Saturday, coming off the bench with 23-10, and you won't believe he does not take threes. Again, he doesn't take any threes. He's only taken two, and you have to believe by accident. Now, if you can believe, he plays in the paint. Let me say that one more time. He plays in the paint, down low, near the basket. I know you don't believe that. All you have to do is watch him, and that's where he is most of the time. Because nowadays, you mention paint to most NBA fans, and they think of Sherman Williams. Well, the bottom line is, he has been just absolutely terrific. And, of course, he now qualifies as the NBA leader in field goal percentage. Over 70% with the putbacks and, yes, the dunks. So, yes, he is developing. And he is coming of age.
Just his activity, his energy, his block shots, his rebounding, what he created, it really sparked the group.
I hit in the cloud and raffled the crowd when they set it down. I stood up. Ooh, growing up.
action. Robinson got a piece of it.
Now the alley-oop.
And Robinson throws it down.
This is why they allude to the greatness of this young man, folks. He can block a shot on one end and dunk on the other.
Someone once told me that my defense was a little off, so I had to show them what my defense really talking about. So, you know, I'm going to continue to grow on it. Get better at it. He was outstanding. I think he was terrific.
Looking for Robinson underneath. He slams it down. Ellington from three. Robinson, offensive rebound and the slam. Randall alley-oop, Mitchell Robinson.
Just pure hustle. I mean, he's getting all the rebounds, dunking the ball. It's a lob effect. I mean, he helps us tremendously on the defensive end, so he's doing a great job.
Robinson left open. Nobody near him. Alley-oop to Robinson. That's the third one tonight. Olakina throws it up and Robinson. Slam. Alley-oop and Robinson slams. And another spectacular alley-oop.
Look at my teammates, you know. They come out here, they sharing the game with me. I'm just here put on energy.
And again, his best game as a professional on Saturday with the 23 and the 10 coming off the bench. And just another word, we mentioned something about this last week, and it's worth mentioning again. James Dolan, you have to invite Marv Albert, who's the best basketball announcer anyone's ever heard, and I can say that I've heard a number of NBA play-by-play announcers to die for Marv Albert, and especially with the late John Andres. He got fired by James Dolan because Marv was honest and objective and fair and just basically telling the true story of the New York Knickerbockers during such a bad period. And he got fired. You fire Marv Albert, you are firing the New York Knickerbockers. It would be the right thing for James Dolan, and it's probably not going to happen because, after all, he doesn't hold grudges, does he? But it would be the right thing. God forbid he should pick up the phone and say, Marv, maybe we've had some differences. Maybe we have had, some problems in the past, but you are part of those 1970 New York Knickerbockers. You made them come to life on radio and on television over the years. We'd like to honor you as part of that 1970 New York Knickerbocker team. You think James Dolan might do that? What are the chances of that happening? Pigs flying first? Hell freezing over second?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.